You're listening to the Creative Seat Podcast, where the curious and creative come to listen and be inspired. I'm Samantha K. Henderson, independent producer and your host. If you're interested in finding out more about me or our guests, visit the website at www.thecreativeseat.com. This episode is sponsored by Filmcraft Studio Gear. Visit their website at www.filmcraftla.com for customizable premium studio director chairs, personalized canvases, Apple boxes, and more. Big shout out to Filmcraft LA. Thank you for making my favorite creative seat. I'm proud to be part of the Filmcraft LA family. This creative space gets a little crowded. I have so many ideas in my head, and it's hard to focus on one. I'm going to tell you what I do with all those creative sparks I have, and if my methods resonate with you, let me know. I'm not claiming they're original or clever, but they work for me. They could work for you. What do I do with all the creative sparks I have? Most of my ideas get forgotten after a while. I'm a pen, pencil to paper type, and I'm constantly writing notes down on some great idea that comes to me. It could be a story I want to tell, or a course I want to teach, or some other creative endeavor. I write and write and accumulate a ridiculous number of notes that I cannot keep up with. Notes get lost, the idea forgotten, and not even missed because I'm doing this every day and night. There is a place for the notes I think I want to revisit when I have some free time. It's not the trash. That place is not the trash. The best ideas stick with me and I develop them. If it sticks, then I'm thinking about an idea a lot. I'm thinking about it when I'm supposed to be doing other things like work, sleep, reading, writing notes about something else that came to mind. This also means that I have multiple notes on the same idea that can be compiled and used to flesh out the idea later. If I can get the idea to a full concept, then I share the concept with people I trust to give me good feedback. If it's a story, then I share it with my brothers first, since they have the same love for story as I do. And they share the same sense and sensibility I do. And they can be constructively critical. This is a trait we get from our parents. I trust that they will tell me if the concept works, needs work, or if I need to stop and find better use of my time. I'm a part of multiple writers groups and I take them my concepts and get feedback. Sometimes I'm pitched ideas that work so much better than my initial one and I work on it. In almost everything in life, I rely on my family and friends to give me feedback and challenge me, but it's up to me to move forward. If I reach the point where I have a good concept and I'm still really interested, then I have to either commit or not commit, which usually means it goes into a pile of come back to this later notes. I'll explore this more in later episodes. Once I'm committed, fully committed, I'm going to get it done. The most recent evidence of this is this podcast. I can go pretty hard when I want to accomplish something. That isn't something a person can be taught to do. We all have drive and determination. It's about where and how you apply it in life. Join the community and spark creative conversation. Share what inspires, motivates, or triggers your creative self. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Creative Seat. I believe the best outcome for any creative endeavor is realized when the idea or concept comes from personal experience and the creative is passionate about it. I write screenplays and one year decided to enter the screenwriting competition hosted by my local access station. If your script is selected, you as a writer and producer get support making the film over the summer and the films are screened in the fall, usually with a grand celebration and huge audience. I decided to take the screenwriting workshop being offered to help tighten up one of my existing shorts. The day came when we were assigned the task of bringing in a 10-page script. Everyone's script would be read in the workshop with feedback coming from the instructor and other participants. I ended up writing an entirely new script the night before the scripts were due, first by hand, then typed up in final draft. The story was inspired by my dad, who had passed away, and my brother raising his daughter as a single father. The film is titled Chef in Sacramento. It's about a father, recently unemployed, doing what he has to do to provide for his daughter. The script went on to be selected for the screenwriting competition. The film was made and went on to win the Producer's Choice Award that year, which is the top award. It also was probably the easiest script I ever wrote because my heart was in it. This episode was all about dealing with the crowded headspace where creative spark happens. You have a lot of ideas, but there's only so much time you could dedicate to any one of them. The takeaway is to come up with a method of vetting, developing, testing your ideas and concepts before spending too much time. If you cannot fully commit, then maybe it's an idea to pursue another time or not at all, but do something creative. Do not let fear or insecurity or life happening all the time stand in your way. Create because you want to. Create because you can. The creative space in terms of work gets a little crowded too. It's important to remember that no one can do it like you. There is not another person in the world that experiences life exactly like you do, so just do you. Creativity. It's like learning to ride a bicycle. You get on it, you fall a few times, then one day you're riding along with all the confidence. Next, you decide to learn a trick. Make sure to like the episode and leave a review. Shout out to Dub Poet Production for the music. I'm Samantha K. Henderson signing off. Go do something creative.